Get Abstract keeps you updated with summaries of the best business books published worldwide. Books you absolutely need to know in a convenient, smart format.
The world is facing many crises. Unbalanced economies make a few people rich and leave many others to starve. Education and healthcare systems malfunction and waste money. And the climate is changing. These issues are not beyond human control. In fact, they arise from human activities and decisions, sometimes from the very systems that are supposed to fix the problems.
Social structures are crumbling, and a new world is emerging from the wreckage. Three intersecting factors will define it. First is the rise of the global economy, resulting in a technological economic shift. In Europe, Japan, and the United States, deregulation is widespread. Capital and labor are abrogating their traditional social contracts. Capital spreads quickly around the world, but as a result, so do economic crises. Organizations such as the World Bank, the World Trade Organization, and the International Monetary Fund govern the world's economy, yet they operate without checks or balances. The world's material wealth is flowing from the poor to the rich, while pollution is flowing the other way. Second is the rise of the network society, or a relational shift. The power that used to reside in political institutions now resides in networks. Those who have the right kinds of knowledge and skills and access to the networks hold the power. But those who don't are increasingly marginalized and left out. And third is the rise of a new consciousness or a cultural spiritual shift. Non-governmental organizations and social justice movements are gaining worldwide influence. The creative class of people who think for a living is becoming an important economic engine. A new spirituality in which people gather in small groups to support one another rather than coming together in traditional churches is part of what sociologist Robert Wuthnow calls a quiet revolution.
These three factors raise a cluster of challenging questions. Is developing an equitable global economy possible? How can governance become more democratic? Can society enable all its members to exercise their imaginations and spirits?
Meeting today's challenges requires individual and collective transformational change. The path to change resembles the letter U. Before you embark on your transformational journey, you reside at the upper left of the U. As you learn and adapt to various shifts and changes around you, you pass through a series of levels of understanding until you reach the deepest level at the bottom of the U. Then, you bring your knowledge up the right side of the U out into the world. These are the steps along the way.
First, you must download information like a computer. You store facts, but they don't change you. You base everything you know on your past experiences. Your interactions with others are generic, correct according to traditional social conventions, but not individualized. This state generates very little energy, but it feels safe.
Next, as you move down the U, closer to your true self, you respond to your knowledge and perceptions. When you take in new information, you don't simply file it away. You examine its provenance and compare it to what you already know. In interactions, you begin to see others as individuals and to debate them. You question the rules, prying open your mind and generating energy.
Then, in addition to taking in and analyzing information, you begin to perceive the entire context, recognizing your responsibility for the situation in which you find yourself. You shift from debate to dialogue. What you say and hear changes you, and you recognize your commonalities with others. You sense and examine the philosophies behind the social rules. This sensing opens your heart.
Presencing, a neologism that combines presence and sensing, is at the bottom of the U. It is even deeper than sensing. In presencing, you let go of the past and begin to discover your true identity and life's work. You can envision a positive future and a map of how to get there. You become alert to your knowledge and acumen, surrendering what you thought was true and finding a deeper reality.
In the presencing stage, you delved deeply within. Now, ascending the right side of the you enter a stage of crystallizing, bringing your authentic self out into the world. Articulate what you've learned and share it with others. Try out new ideas on them and listen to their reactions.
Next, act on your new vision. Make sketches and try experiments that don't require a lot of investment. Expect your early prototypes to fail and plan to learn from them. You are beginning to give form to your visions.
At last, you're back at the top of the U, acting out what you learned and developing new practices and behaviors. You feel inspired to give to and support others.
Paradoxically, although the U appears to be a step-by-step, linear process, it is not. Rather, it works as a matrix through which you pass back and forth. Imagine a top athlete such as Muhammad Ali. He reacts according to the situation in the ring, allowing his instincts to take over. Then, in an instant, he strikes.
You became the person you are because of your history. However, you also have the future within you, like a seed that has not unfurled. Through the practice of presencing, you can get in touch with a positive vision of the future and begin to make choices that will transform that vision into a reality. However, true transformation does not come from the top down. Instead, you must collaborate. Assemble a diverse group of people and provide the space for them to build connections and communicate. Guide your organization through the U-shaped path and its various levels of knowledge. Facilitate its movement from depending on explicit knowledge to honoring the implicit knowledge within each individual. Too often, corporate cultures push people to ignore what they see and to keep silent about what they really think. They promote a discontinuity between what people say and what they do. As a leader, help your organization reverse these conditions. Welcome people who say what they think. Encourage them to act on their values and uphold their commitments.
Theory U, published by Barrett Kohler, is an ambitious book. Leadership consultant and lecturer C. Otto Scharmer provides a theoretical framework for understanding the changes society faces and provides suggestions for institutional and personal transformation. Scharmer breaks down his theories into numbered steps and rules. Though you may still find this book challenging, Get Abstract recommends it to managers who are open to such reflections and to anyone interested in personal change, organizational culture, and futurism.
Thank you for listening to Get Abstract Book Summaries. To learn more about this topic, simply enter the keywords change management on getabstract.com.